Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catalano. The Directorate of Economics and Statistics Naglen yesterday conducted a training program for Aadhaar operators on Aadhaar registration for children aged 0 to 5 years in Kohima. Addressing the inaugural session, Director of Economics and Statistics Nidhilu Gedichu highlighted the importance of the department's role in streamlining birth registration by integrating Aadhaar enrollment for children in the 0 to 5 age group. He urged other operators to ensure the successful implementation of the birth registration-based Aadhaar enrollment initiative. Aadhaar registration for children in this age group is currently operational at the directorate in Kohima. To expand access, the service will soon be made available across all district economics and statistics offices in the state. For enrollment, the required documents include the child's digitized birth certificate and the Aadhaar number of one parent. The department has encouraged the public to come forward and register their children's Aadhaar at district offices as well as the directorate. Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Village Guards, C.L. John, yesterday inaugurated a new Forest Beat office at Chen Town under Mon Forest Division. Addressing the gathering, the minister said the office fulfills a long-standing demand of the people, noting that difficult terrain earlier made it hard for locals to access forest services. He said the new office will act as a quick response center to prevent illegal activities and promote environmental protection. Mr. John also called for community participation in conserving forest and wildlife and informed that Chen Loishu and Wang Ti villages have been approved under the Vibrant Village Program. Principal Secretary Wai Kiketo Sema said the Chen area, with 14 villages and vast forest cover, will benefit from the new office as a key center for protection and monitoring. He added that Mon Forest Division now has 3 forest beat offices and urged people to safeguard biodiversity for sustainable living. The 4-day in-house training on office procedures and service rules for district office assistants under the Directorate of School Education began yesterday in Kohima. Director of School Education Razusei Vese urged participants to be sincere and dedicated in carrying out their duties, emphasizing their crucial role in their respective establishments. A total of 45 participants from across the districts are attending the training, which will conclude on April 24. A fire broke out in the heart of Mokokchun town yesterday at around 12:30 p.m. adjacent to the Mokokchun Municipal Council shopping complex, causing significant damage to multiple structures. According to officials, the blaze gutted 3 buildings, including one kacha structure that was completely destroyed. Another building housing 4 shops and a separate structure with 5 rooms were also severely damaged. In addition, the outer wall of a nearby building was partially affected by the fire. Speaking to media, officer in charge of fire and emergency services Mokokchun, Keleseho Stephen, said the cause of the fire remains unknown and is currently under investigation. No casualties have been reported, while the extent of damage and financial loss is being assessed. The 8th edition of the Naglen Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX 2026, will be conducted on April 30th in Dimapur. The exercise is being organized in pursuance of directives from the Naglen State Disaster Management Authority Home Department, Kohima. In preparation for the event, a virtual capacity building program will be held today at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Dimapur. All concerned officers from line departments have been requested to attend the program. Heads of departments have been directed to participate in person or nominate a senior level officer in case of their absence. And in Newland Antsumukidima registered convincing wins in the Senior Men's Inter-District Tournament 2026. At Sovima Cricket Ground, Newland defeated Kohima by 84 runs. Batting first, Newland scored 201 with Afzal top scoring with 44. In reply, Kohima was bowled out for 117 despite Solomon Awungshi's 45. Hokkaido Jimomi led Newland's bowling with 3 wickets. Tsumukidima also secured a dominant victory in other league match, continuing their strong run in the tournament. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.